Some of them couldn't come out of their homes. Loud noises or planes might make them panic. They needed treatment that would let their emotional wounds heal with scars they could live with. But it wasn't easy.
You know, first responders, firemen, policemen are generally people who are more action-oriented rather than emotion-oriented. So the culture is not really geared towards sharing and talking.
Dr. Stephen Friedman heads the SUNY Downstate Anxiety Disorder Clinic. He listened to the firefighter stories and guided them through as they faced the trauma head-on.
10 years later, I still keep in touch with some of them. And what I found is that some of them are still sort of sad. As one man said to me, you know, my life has never completely recovered.
But he says those with trauma that severe can and do adapt with help and support.
And sometimes if they're fortunate, we'll even find meaning in their suffering and kind of grow from it.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at SUNY Downstate Hospital in Brooklyn.